We bring in Jocko, Mike Jocks of KHBS 4029. Jocko, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Hang on. I'm just finishing up writing these notes about digging in my backyard, so I just have to finish that up. But
all you need to know is call 811.
I got you. All right, now I'm set.
Before you put that swimming pool in.
Yeah.
Well, before you get the pool in, before the winter comes, definitely.
Yeah, I'll be set.
Mike, what do you make of all the coaching search talk with the fact that Arkansas reportedly offered the job to Les Miles yesterday?
It's been crazy. I'm surprised that you and I, and certainly Matt, should have gotten an offer as well. I think now that I just think the reports are crazy. It's kind of, to me, it's been good humor to see, different names brought up. I don't believe it for a minute that Les Miles was offered the job at Arkansas. And, you know, I've talked to a couple of people inside, and I don't find it credible at all.
Do you believe that there was Jeff Long talked with the agent?
If Jeff Long, you know, we've talked about it before, that Jeff Long has certainly done his, you know, is doing his due diligence as far as, you know, offering, you know, or looking to go out to everybody that has a, you know, a reasonable interest in going out to or coming into Arkansas. So, you know, I wouldn't doubt that Jeff Long has reached out to many people to see what their interest is at the University of Arkansas and go from there. But I just can't believe that an offer is made. And, you know, at this point, you guys have been through enough coaching searches that, I know that Les Miles has a press conference coming up here in a little bit, and he's going to say, I have no interest at all in any other job but my beloved Tigers, and, he could be boarding the next plane and coming to Fayetteville. We've seen it before, and then that's what I expect. You know, my news department's already got me, you know, sitting up at the 5 o'clock and the 6 o'clock at the beginning of the show talking about Les Miles and his chances of coming to Arkansas. But I just know that he's going to come and sit down, and when he's asked about it, he's going to say there's no way he's ever going to leave, you know, Baton Rouge.
Yeah. I agree with you. I don't think he leaves either. But do you think maybe Jeff Long is using this as saying, okay, Les Miles, as good of a coach as he is, the offer was 5 years, $27.5 million. Now, this helps him negotiating with a different coach because it's kind of the same deal in the NFL draft. The number one player is going to get paid something. The number two player is going to get paid less, and so on. It's all slotted. And so this is a way where when he goes to talk to other coaches, it's like this was the what we were going to pay less, who we thought would be our number one guy. Number two, you're going to get less money. Do you think that's a type of situation like that?
Yeah, I think, Matt, that's a good point. You know, I think that, you know, when you put out those type of numbers and people start to see that may spark some interest in people that maybe you thought you had no chance in getting. I think that, you know, when you throw that big of a salary at somebody, no matter how much they love the school they're at or how much, you know, they're a big fish in a little pond, no matter how engulfed they are in their program and they've rebuilt things and the stadium is, you know, going to be named after them after they retire, you start putting that kind of money in front of any coach at a great program like the University of Arkansas, that you may get some guys that maybe were on the fence before that could be jumping over the fence and maybe taking a shot at this job.
Mike, one thing that I want to do with our callers today, and we haven't been able to do it yet, but we will later on in the show, is I'm going to give you two coaches. And these are two coaches that have been at the institutions where they are now for this is their second year there. One has a record of 22-4. One has a record of 14-11. Which one would you rather have at the University of Arkansas based on their records?
Hey, well, I guess it depends on where they're at. Can I throw that in there? Are you just throwing
out
records?
What conference is
that? I'm not going to tell you where they're at. I'm just going to tell you their records.
See,
in the college game.
They're in a college. You know, certainly you want a winner, but, you want somebody that has coached big-time football as well. You know, you could that 14-11 could be a little bit, may look a little bit different depending on where that coach is at and how he's recruited in the past.
And the coach's age.
But you got, 22 wins is impressive. But I guess, you know, I'd have to look further into it. I'd have to do my own due diligence like Jeff Long is doing and go from there. But you certainly want a winner. And I know that the 14-11 coach is probably at some big D1 school and 22-4 is at a different school. But I'll go 22-4. I want a winner in Arkansas and somebody that can bring back a national championship.
22-4, you just selected Dave Doran of Northern Illinois as Arkansas's next head coach.
A former Wisconsin Badger assistant coach who's won some Rose Bowls as an assistant at the University of Wisconsin. So
yes, and you turned down a 14-11 James Franklin at Vanderbilt.
Can I go back and can we rewind the tape?
Well, look at Tressel. Where was Jim Tressel before he went to Ohio State? Was he not at a smaller school?
Youngstown State,
10-1, 9-2. Was he not having records like that? He was a winner. You know, you can win somewhere like that and then be able to step up. I think a lot of it depends on their age. Where all have they been? How long has he been a head coach? You know, you don't want a 14-11 guy if he's 63 years old.
That's true. And I think that, you know, it's sometimes really about the system that they bring in. I know that's kind of looked at in the basketball terms as far as, you know, what kind of system you're running. But that's just the same thing can be said with football. If you're a proven winner, even if it's at a smaller school, you're winning with a certain type of program, certain type of offense and defense. And you know, most of the time, and I say most of the time, you can win anywhere if you have a program and a system that works. It can really work anywhere. Depending, you know, now you just bring in the whole Division I recruiting and SEC West and that type of thing. But certainly, you know, I still want somebody that's going to come in here and win some football games like everybody else.
Mike, real quick, we're about to run out of time. Blake Baxendale, Tommy John surgery today, misses next year's baseball season. He's going to redshirt. Dave Van Horn says he should be ready for summer ball.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Blake, I've gotten to know him because he played high school around these parts, and just a great kid. And I know that, you know, he's disappointed with having to go through this, but if it's going to make him a stronger player down the road, let's do it now. Let's get it out of the way before he even starts his freshman year. But certainly feel bad for the kid. I know he's excited to follow in his brother's footsteps. He's even going to wear, you know, the same number 24. But let's hope for the best for that kid. And he, you know, they rebuilt his arm and he's ready to go next year. So, but certainly a great kid and hopefully everything goes well for him.
Jocko, as always, we appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.